Good morning. Let me begin by telling you, hovering over a story that I just saw in the Gilyon Karmel of Biderman, which this week, which spoke to me. It brings in a maisa of two chassidim who came to the old Yisatner Rebbe, who was Skama Gmurim, who was a Kodesh Vitor, Reuven and Shimon, two chaver. One came and he asked the bracha for Ashirus, for wealth, Reuven. And Shimon asked the bracha for Yerushalmai. And the Satan Rebbe gave a bracha to both. Akitra Masa. Reuven went from the Rebbe's Tira. He went to the Sokip. And he ordered a taxi. Got a taxi. Taxi came. He came to the destination. He took out a bill to pay. And it was a big star. A large denomination. And the taxi driver, the Nahag, didn't have resht. He didn't have change. So the taxi driver said, you have maybe small geld, he didn't have. So he asked him, over there in Eretz Yisrael, you know, there's mitzvah apayis, lotto, what do they call it, the lotteries. Well, every corner now. He said, maybe go to this guy and get change. Okay, he went to the guy, he said, I'm not a chalfen, I'm not a money exchange. If you buy some, a breyer hafenish. So he bought a lottery ticket. Akitra Masa, but he ayoyim a few days later, and he finds that he won the winning ticket. He became a millionaire overnight. And Reuven tells his chaver Shimon. So Shimon went back to Yisatner Rebbe with a taina. Reuven asked the bracha for Ashirus, Teched de Dibur, Mamish. It was this guy. And he asked for Yerushalmayim and garnished him, living the same whatever. So the Yisatner Rebbe gave him an answer, which is Yerid Mikiv, Mamish Chidribo. He said, if you would have asked your bracha for Yerushalmayim, your bakosha, with the same passion, the same desperation, as Reuven asked for Ashirus, your bracha would have also been mekuyim by now. When I saw this maisa, like, I was shaking. Like, we're standing, mamish, before Shavuos, Keneged Ahor, and I'm reminded, he brings the tzaddikim said, that, you know, you go to a chasn, sometimes you're coming with tzarakala, it's your wife's family, whatever. You don't really know who's who and what's what. So how do you know who the chasn is? So I always say, if the Litvish a chasn, you see it's the guy with the white tie. Everyone usually dresses similarly. The guy with the white fancy tie, he's the chasn. A chasidish a chasn, you know it's the guy with the shrimp that looks like a spodik. It's brand new, so it's like, you know, it's 3-5 amas tall. But how do you know who the mechutonim are? So Tzadikim said, and don't forget, we said last week that the Shvu is a chasna. How do you know the Mechutonim are? Everyone is sitting there and they're eating the hors d'oeuvres and they're having l'chaim and everyone's smiling and drinking and whatever. And you see two people are standing there, Bekeren Zovas, and the Vainzach Uis, the Moshalash. That the Zidduk Shib Eliyotha, you know, these are the Mechutonim. Come, Shavuos, right? He brings there, like Tzadikim said. Shavuos, people eat cheesecake, and they have flowers, and all of these interesante chitzonius tikkum hogen. So Rav Gadol, the great Ger Mashpiyim, used to say, Odom biyakor v'lo yovan nimshalu, kabehem desdidmu. If you mix up the moshel and the nimshal, what's the ikkun and what's the tofel, right? And you're, as he brings from the Mashgiach, Rav Gadol, Gedalia Eisner from Kol Torah, he says, Shavuos, you're allowed to, it's mutter, you could sit by your tish Shavuos and you can eat cheesecake, right? But if you're sitting in the cheesecake and you're eating up nestuf uf the Shavuos, that's taitish. You gotta know the difference between nimshal gabahemus, right? If you're the nimshal, becomes the moshal, and you know what's going on here, right? Is gabahemus in. The ikr is Shavuos, that a person has the good zveinzich ois when you make a brach of a harizno in the morning. By tzaddikim, they were meirich, it's put in svarim akdashim, that Avarava used to take hours, like the brach of Avarava, v'hoireinenim, v'hoireinenim, Shavuos is like meirich olims. Shavuos is a time when I have to daven, for asogas ha-teira, for kinyan ha-teira. He brings there a maisa, meiridik, the Vina Rav, Rav Israel Lebovich, he lived in America afterwards. He brings up Maisa Noirid. He was a Talmud of the Lushim Mordechai, the mother of Tzadik, Pitzki Ador. And he took an Eidim, the Maritz Dushinsky, who later was the Chavon Chist, and later became the Rav in Yerushalayim. And he asked this Rebbe, like, why did you choose this particular Talmud Chacham as your Eidim? He said, his daughter came, reached Eidim, like, it came time to make Shidduch. So he went to the Pressburg, Yishlayim of Hungary, and the Zofer's Yeshiva, and he went there to choose a Chacham. So he asked the Shevet Zofer, who was our Shiva at the time, who was like, he's looking for a Bacher, Klila Mailis, and all that. Midas Toivis, the Talmud Chacham, you know. So he said, I can't choose you. You want to choose an Esrik? Said Dreizach amongst the Bochrim, you can pay her to you, what do you want? He went ahin aher, and he saw a Bochr on the side of the Vesemedrish, on a vein tuchus. He asked the Rosh Hashiv, the Shev, the Sefer, why is this boy vain? Why is this Bochr vain? What is he crying about? Anyway, the next day he says, come again, you sleep over. He went again, invited the Lubavitcher Bochur, came to the Besmedrish, he's trying to choose his Esrig. And the Bochur made Vaiter. So he asked him, maybe I could help you, maybe I have a Zbadet here. But no, you can't help. So he told the Rosh Hashiva, what's this boy crying about? So he said, he's not. Called him over, the Rosh Hashiva, and he said, he's come to a Shvera Toysis. He said, I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't go weiter. I'm like so torn in the Toys, I don't know what to do. The Lubavitcher Bochur said, this is the Bochur I want as a Chof. Because someone who's a gate them on in Lebanon, he'll grow up to be a Kiyodua, by the way. Many of the G'dule Yisrael, I'm sure, Mashiach Mulemaila, unlike your art scroll version of history, right? We're baining him as, I can tell you from the Poske Hadar that I know people who learned with them in Yeshiva, people I knew were ge'unim, photographic memories, whatever. And Pliny Ben Pliny was a baining, a mamutza as a bocher. And this mamutza through Haravanyu, through because you have a shtikikus and gagu and fetera, they grew up to be who they became. Kedua, the Maram Sheik, the Chavad Nish, many people who start off as. And he brings there a ma'asa, Moiridika ma'asa, that the Bishachar Rav Belzer said that there was once in the olden days in the Hain, Shloshi Mehagbola, people used to close their shops and they sat in the Smedrish learning Torah. The Belzer said there was a guy who was a Poshishem, a Pshutim, he never really got the chance to learn. And he walked into the Smedrish and he said, everyone is learning, but Arizcha Daraisel and Era. Abur Amoris Daraisel doesn't know when you mean him in Smedrish. He got a kin, how come not me? He just went to the Svarim Shaf and he took out a Gemara and started learning. And he started learning about Smod and Niflo. Adkid Dekach, that he grew to be one of the Gdeli Adur. The Belzerus said, his Sefer I have in my house. Adkid Dekach Sidim said that by the middle of the Belzer Rebbe, Bishila Belzer, he had a special area in his Svarim Shafa for Svarim that were written al Piruach HaKodesh. And this guy, who was Amor Zeraisa, who sat in Shloshim Ha'Agbola and learned and never stopped learning the rest of his life, his Sefer was amongst the Svarim written in Ruach HaKodesh. The Chlal is brought in the Mendel Rindlever. Kal Yisrael comes to Sinai, yeah? What did they do from Rosh Chodesh Sivan? Hello? There was no Torah to learn. They said Avarabba B'dveikus for a whole week, or Kemat, right? And with that, they were Zoycha for Matan Teir. And I saw the Vina Rav, Zogzunzain, says that's Katan Pasuk. Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Neger Ahor, Vayichan, I always meant, translate, they encamped. He says, Vayichan is Miloshin Veschan, they daven to the Ebrish, to Ata Choynein Le'odem Das, that there should be Zoycha to be Koinatir. And that's the Avoidus, one of the Ikre Avoidus in Chagash Shavuos, the Poshet have the Gaguim, the Shashuim, the yearning, the pining for Kabbalah Satir, davening for it. Actually, there's, if you do in Svarim HaKadoshim, that how many days are there in the 49 days of Sefiras Ha'Omer? 49. Why 49? It's Mechuv and Keneged and Pirkei Avos, the Memches Dvorim, Shatir Nignes. You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. There's 48 Kinyonim in Torah. There's 49 days of Sefiras Ha'Omer. The math is missing. There's hundreds of answers, I can tell you. Ramosi Gift, the Tel Torah Shiva, said, Pshat. Based on the Diuk in the Gemara in Baba Kamad of Lamed, the Gemara says, Hai man, the boy, the Mehebech Sidah. If you want to be a chosid, a righteous person, So one opinion is as l'kayim mila d'nezikin. You have to learn, say d'nezikin. Rava says l'kayim mila d'ovitz, v'ikad amre, y'kayim mila d'brochus. Three opinions. So Moshe Gifter was medayik. It doesn't, what did the Gemara say? Hai man d'boilim hevechsid. You could learn Baba Kamen, Baba Metzian, Baba Basra, with all, every Rashba, and every Bekita Eger, and every Machlikat in Meksos, and the Nesivis. You could learn it, you could Horizon, every Baruch Ber, all the alumnus. And you could learn Pirkei Avos with Allah Sifrei Musar, and all the, every Diyuk can Allah and Elchus Brox. And you won't become, you won't reach the Madrega of Mila de Chassidusa. The Iker Kvetch starts off with what? High man, the boy Lemev. You have to have the Rosin, you have to have the Gaguin. And then, when you learn, Al Derech say you could have Memches Kinyonim in Torah, but unless there's the Shashuim, unless there's the Gaguim, the Yishtoikakus, you ain't going to get very, very far. And therefore, it's put in Sforim that Shvuas is the time push it to Davin, for Asogas HaTorah, for Kinyon HaTorah. There is a famous pasuk. We say it three times a day at least. Korev Hashem l'chol koyrov l'chol hashiguv emt. So the Bitzel Blauzer brings in a sefer b'shem his rebbe b'sos alanter l'chura lav reish a sefer v'lav sefer reish. The Gemara says Korev Hashem l'chol koyrov taich the Eibishter is close to anybody l'chol koyrov. Said the Gemara, Yochel Lakol, Talmud Leimer, Lachol Ashegru, Bez. The Chazal elsewhere say, Ein Gemara Nabed Zorah, Ein Emes Ela, Tei. So you start off with a broad statement, Karav Hashem, Lachol Ker. But then you fear, oh, only one someone who's a Balteir. You limited, or someone that has Midas a Emes. So you got a few Kutzker and a few Nevardiger in the world, and they'll able to listen to their tefillahs. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, you have the wrong end of the stick. The MS doesn't go on the Mavakish, it goes on the Mavukash. The Eibishter is close to all tefillahs. Yochel Hakol. Anything you ask for, I ask to win the lottery, I ask to be a goalkeeper for Manchester United. You think any Rosin you have, tell me in Mekuyim. Talmud Loimar Lechol Asher Yigru V'Emes. As du zuchst Emes, you zuch Teira, right? Then there's a famous word in Tzadikim, it's a Meritic word. Chazal, it's more time from the Dalai Sulam. Chazal say, I call bidei Shemayim. I said this many, many times. The Sforam HaKadoshim Taich, everything is in the hands of heaven, whether to answer your tefillahs or to reject your tefillahs. Chutz mi Yiras Shemayim, that if a person asks for Yiras Shemayim, a person asks for Rochnis, yes. There's no Breira in the hands of heaven, and the Eibush to Zichur has to be Memale Yer Bakosh. And it's brought in Svarim HaKadoshim with the Rebbe Rebbeinus and brings in Yaris Dvash and Drush Dalit, right? It's Boduk Umenusa. And this is brought from all the tzaddikim. By himself, he sees it by all. A day that a person doesn't daven properly, he can't have Vatzloch in there. You do it, there's a Maisa in the Rosh Hashiva Samol. Before they gave a Shir, they used to work out the Shir with a Chavrus. You do it. In Valojin, in the Tziv, used to learn Chavrusa, there was a Tufa with her Issa Zalman Meltzer, who later became. And he once prepared the Shir, everything was like a dark Yabakoidish. The Poyel, he said, I can't give a Shir today. And afterwards, Issa Zalman asked the Tziv, his Rebbe, why didn't the Rebbe give a Shir? And he said, a day that I don't shed a tear in Havarabba, I can't be Bechadish to Sheitaira, and I can't have a von and seichel, brought in with Pinchas and Pilkoros, you can't have seichel a yosher in Torah without tefillah. And it's brought, the Rekeach brings, it's brought in Balatur, in Barhetiv, that a person who doesn't hold in tefillah on that day, right? Even if he's a person who's like doicha tefillah because he wants to learn Torah, and even if he's melamed Torah l'rabim, right? His Torah, even though he sits there 20 hours a day, has no value. Because you can't have Torah without tefillah. As the Gemara says in Nidah of Ayin, famous Gemara, the Anshe Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Mayasa Odom v'yechkam, what do you do in order to become a chacham. So he said, yarbe in learning, horav in learning, and yimat peschayra, do less business and more learning. To which they answered, harbe also kach, and they weren't successful. Idal yevakish rachamim, right, from the Eibishter. Torah comes from the Eibishter. By the way, Derech Agav, everyone asked the kasha, the obvious question. If he knew that the answer is Davin, so why didn't he say Lachatchil? The answer, obviously, is the famous answer is you could Davin from today till the cows come home to roost. But if you don't sit and open the Gemara, it's going to help. You have to horav in Torah. Over the criteria, the hakdama, that Torah should be successful, is dafka the tefillah. It's al derech. Melch Birman brings a marshal. There's a wealthy guy. Unfortunately, wealthy people have chutzpah, but they also are very often they're very not bright. So there's a gevir adir, who's a typish, and he sees all of his friends, the gevir, and they all take chasanim, which I mean chachomim. The Welt says the reason is because Amratzim hate Tamil Chacham. So what do they do? Right? Take an Edim and make his life a misery. But if they're cheap Gevirim, they all get together, can't afford their own personal Edim. So they get together and they make a shul and they make a rav. And it costs less just to make the rav's life a misery. Rather, everyone has to make the Edim's life separately a misery. But anyway, Akitzra Masa. So what happened here? The guy takes an Edim and he says, he'll come to my town and I'll feed you and I'll clothe you and I'll give you madanim and you'll have a house. Bring them to the town. Alle gitte Sachen, right? The guy's living the good life, so to speak, sitting and learning, horribly. After a while, he's walking with the shver to shul. The shver is so proud, right? And he says to him, I'm supposed to marry your daughter. I'm sure you could show me your daughter. I could say, yeah. He says, the Eibishter gave me 7 boys. I have no daughter. So he says, so in what way am I going to become your Edim? Hello? So he says, I don't know. All my friends are like, they're proud. They walk the shul with their Edim, the Talmud Chacham there. I should lose out because I only had sons. The guy that shoit nifl, right? You could have pride in Torah or whatever, but you have to have the Kali, you have to have the Torah, the Eishes Chayil. So you have to learn, right? But before you learning that dhamma, that learning should be successful, you have to have tefillah, right? Well, that's pshat, the Gemara famously says in Brachas, the Eibishter gives chokhmah, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chokhmah el mi sheyesh lechokhmah. The Eibishter only gives chokhmah to someone who has chokhmah. As the Pasuk says in Daniel, yo, chokhmah sval lechakimah. The Eibishter gives chokhmah to chacham. So you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out, all the Mepharshim asks, so where do you start from? Chochmah comes from the Eibishter, right? Hashem yitin chochmah, right? Where do you get? And the Eibishter only gives chochmah to someone who has chochmah. Where do you start? So Reb Tzaddik says in Reshis Laila, all the Svarim HaKadoshim bring the Eresh to chochmah is that you have to daven for. You have to have the gaguim for Torah. And tefillah is called chochmah. That's why the Satmar Rebbe says a mialedes is called the chachamah, right? Yeah, because they daven to the Eibishter, but only the Eibishter as the mafteach to Leida, and therefore that's the chokhmah of it, to realize that everything in this world comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Kiddu and Svarim, the Yid HaKadosh, the Yid HaKadosh, if you had anything difficult in learning, you would daven, and right after davening, all of his sveikis would be, and that's what the Alkut brings, Alkut Shemini. Taishin Pasuk, ki koylech orev umarech nova, ki koylech orev b'tfila, umarech nova b'talmud Torah. Then it's a Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk says, meisir oznoi midivrei Torah, gam filosei teiv. Hello? Meisir oznoi midivrei Torah. If you remove your ears, mishmei Torah, from listening to Torah, Gam tefillah, so even your tefillah is also an abomination to you. All the mafarshim are medayik, poshet posit. Meister osnoi midivrei Torah. Right? First of all, where do you learn Torah? With your ears? You could have just said, Someone who doesn't learn Torah, what's Neser Oznoi? Mishmoya Torah. Why does Kashmir? Torah is in your brain. Torah is in your mouth. Aruch HaKabakal Ushmur. What's that? This Neser Oznoi Mishmoya Torah. Right? Nachmer, the Mefarshim, what do you mean Gam Tfilos? First of all, what's Pshat? Because you don't learn Torah, therefore your Tfilah becomes an event. Why? If you don't learn Torah, is your mitzvah tzitzis, teva, or tefillin, or any other mitzvah, let's say? Why? Because you may ser ozen, yishmaya debi Torah, therefore tefilosi teva, why should it be? And what's the gam tefilosi teva? What's the gam? The rabbi's what? What else? It could have said, mi she'eni loymit Torah, tefilosi teva. Simple pshat is, when you daven, you're talking to the Eibishter. When you're learning Torah, the Eibishter is talking to you. So if you don't listen to him, he won't listen to you. That's how simple. But what's the Neser Oznoi, Mishmoya Torah, Divrei Torah, and Gam Tfilos Teiva? What does the word Shemeya mean? Listen. I knew that also, my dear friend. Hello. What is Rashi Taich? By Yos, that's not what Rashi says. Yos, by Yosef Atadik, you may remember the Pasuk. Tishma Chaloimus, right? Tishma Chaloimus Lifteroise. Yosef was Shemeya. He heard the Chaloimus. Only Yosef heard the dreams. Even the other people that Paray got to try to interpret dream interpreters, they also heard the dream. They didn't understand it. They didn't know how to teach it. They didn't interpret it. Shemeya means not just simply to listen. That the Shemeya means to understand. Shemeya. Daberki Shemeya Avdech. She means to understand. That's Pshat. Neisir Oznoi Mishmoya Teira. Gam Tfila. It's a Mafreya that you're what? Your Tfila would have. Because if you would have davened properly, then you would have had Havona and understanding in Teira. And Rabbi Melech says in Tillim, Nafshi Bechapi Tomni, Teirozchel Eishachokti. Nafshi. Rashi says Nafshi refers to what? Tfila. Kapai is tefillah, Ephes is kapai, etc., etc., numerous psukim, numerous gemaras. If a person horeb is in davening, right, then Teiras Leshachokhti have siyata deshmaya. Something Rebbe brings, Merit Bidim also brings this. Chazal say that when the Eibishter came to give Teira, so Har Tovor and Har Carmel also came, they wanted the Teira. At the end of the day, the Eibishter rejected them because there was Avodah Zorah on all the lofty mountains. Afal became Chazal. Say it's the Yalkut that when Mashiach will come, the words of the pasuk say in Yeshaya, the Eibush will build the Beis Hamikdash. Nochen Yihar Beis Hashem, the Roish Horim. The Eibush will in the Schar of Har Tovar and Har Carmel wanted to come. The Sar, whatever, as Mashal Taitis, whoever came, the Eibush, the Ishtoyikus for that Torah should be given on them will be rewarded, right? And the Eibishter will build the third base of Migdosh. He'll take Har Tovar and Har Carmel. And on top of that, he'll bring Har Maria, right? And on top of that, the base of Migdosh will be built. The Diner of Taiches, Mary de Gavort. Pasuk says, Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoim Azen Yisrael Omer Shem Negecha Vematan Torah. Haskes, Gemara Taiches, Brochus, Has, Kat, right? Has stands for Hey Samach. You don't got to be a genius standing before Shavuos, no? Har Sinai, Katz,
Kesetoyah.
Huh? Kesetoyah. That's nice. What else? Carmel and Tavor. Even that something, mountains that Lechura at the time were rejected, over in the Schar of their Gaguim, their Shtoyigus, and Matan Torah, they'll also be used. And that lesson that he wasn't successful at. That let him learn the lesson from our Carmel, our Tovar, and Horev in Torah. Torah is a Yerusha for every Yid. If you want, with the Emes Rosen, it's for everybody. Just share with you for a few minutes, just before I begin to share. Just a word from Biruchim Olshin, the Rashiv in Lakewood. It's a similar word of the Gaguim, the Shtoikus for Torah, the power. Pasuk and Parshas used for the beginning of the Sugya of the Matan Torah. What did the Pasuk say? Bachoidvish Ashlishi Lutais Pnei Yisrael Be'eret Mitzrayim Vayoyim Azeh Bo Midrasim. Next pasuk. Vayisu Mirfidim Vayavayu mit Sinai, Vayachlu Bamidbar, right? Vayichan Sham Yisrael. Anything funny about these tukim? Like anything? If you get to your destination D, you have to leave your previous encampment in destination A. So the Rabban Al-Asar asked the obvious question. What it should have said, as it says previously, right? By Midbar Sin. It says, Vayas, Vayisu Me'elim, Vayavu Chalaz Yisrael, by Midbar Sin, right? And Vayisu Vayachnu, that's the normal Seder, over and over. Hello? Why here does it say, Vayim Machoydes HaShlishi, Seder Yisrael, then Vayim Azeb Bo Midbar Sinai, and then Vayisu Mirfidim. The Chur, the Yisu Mirfidim is before the Bo Midbar Sinai. Says the Ramban, Al-Asar, that when they came to Sinai, it was a gewaldig simcha, it was mamish yontif, because all the time they left Mitzrayim and Moshe Aaron, he told them that when he met the Eibush there at Sinai, right? The Eibush told them that tavdunas olikim al harazeh. So they had gewaldig shtukigos gisufim and gaguim for this minute, right? They were bachoyim right when they came. They fulfilled the simcha, and afterwards we go back to the normal order of Vayisu Mirfidim, etc. Okay, and therefore the Torah is makdim. Hello, do you understand? It's great to hear that they even had a gewaldige shtukigus, they were counting the days, etc., etc. But why mishum zeh do we have to change the order of the tzukim? The emes is that Arachayim HaKadosh Al-Azhar asked the same question as the Ramban, and the Arachayim HaKadosh answers because El Yoinim, the Tachtoinim, the Ebishter, the Shechina, the Malach Yasharis, Toirak Neisha, El Yoinim, the Tachtoinim, were waiting for the, ever since Bria Sa'olam, we're waiting for this moment of Matan Torah. And we have a principle that Ava is Mekalkelis Ashura. And when you have a great love, you're burning with passion. So the order is always reversed. And therefore, first it speaks about Kain Tahar Sinai. And then we go back to the normal order of Yisro Vayach, which is all fine according to Rechaim HaKadosh. Because who is the author of this pasuk? The Eibishter. The Eibishter was waiting for this moment, right? So therefore, that's the mixed up word. Because the Eibishter, he couldn't hold back when you're like b'shtoikus or something. You just, that's all good. The pirush Rechaim HaKadosh, b'shtoikus is coming mitzad the Eibishter. Of the Ramban is speaking about b'shtoikus came mitzad Yid. Right? Why mitzad Yidin does the order reverse the pasuk? Now the Ramban previously says, right? It is Vayisu Mirfidim Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai. Right? Says the Ramban, what is Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai? They saw the mountain. Normally when a person comes to a place, right? You first set yourself up. Right? And then you go to do what you got to do in the place. By here, there was such a shteikus, they came to a place in Midbar Sinai, opposite Tahar, which was not hospitable, not suitable for habitation. But they couldn't care less. They just dropped everything and just, the shteikus coming to the mountain. Rav Chaskel Levenstein, one of the Sichus Musar, says, how far are we from this Madrega? A bachar comes to Yeshiva. You're going to Yishalayim to learn in the Chavis Mir. Lakewood, wherever you're going, right? A normal boy, come from home, whatever. What is the first thing you do when you come to your town where you can be learning yeshiva? You find out your address. Where are you staying? Where's your dormitory? You put down your bags and your whatever. You set yourself up. You find where your bed is and your food and the refrigerator, etc., etc. And after you finish setting yourself up, then you walk into the besmedrish, hineni, I'm here, whatever. When Yidin came to their besmedrish Tahar Sinai, they didn't worry about it's suitable, there's water, there's whatever. First thing is, they just packed and sat down there. This is Tahar Sinai. But, so Yerucham explains, the pasuk says right after, third pasuk, right afterwards, U'moysha ola elikim, bayekir ola v'ashem menahor. First thing they come to Tahar Sinai, what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Okay. Goes up the mountain. Anyone invited him to go up the mountain? The Eibishter said, come, Moshe, ascend the mountain? No. But Moshe goes up the mountain. Why? Because Moshe says the Rechaim HaKadosh, Moshe is an Eved Nem. If he would have to wait and be Ma'akim until the Eibishter calls him, Yireh his Srashlus Umiyat HaChesik Bezom. Therefore, take it Kodlam Beheichen Atzmeivol. Without anything, Moshe Rabbeinu, from his own steam, off his own back, right, he just goes up the mountain. Kunt Uis, right? That's the sea part, that's what exactly what happened. But why? Says the Maral in the Drusha Latira. This is the part I've said last week, and like it's the one I'll talk about today, if I ever get a chance. There's a famous Akedu. The Akedu says, and I said last week from Baruch Ber, Torah only gives itself over. Torah only reveals its secrets, its depth, its profundity. To someone who's sameya, who's thirsty for Torah, who's pining for Torah. If you have a love and a cheshek for Torah, then Torah loves you, right? And Torah reveals itself to you, right? That's why he said in Pergavos, he basically vadla chachomim, v'avim is abeik v'afar agleim, v'yishoyse. If the felt in simoin for Torah, you don't get Torah. The tnai for Kabbalah Satira, for Moshe to get the Torah, is dafka this simur. Yeah, but he had to go up first, he even had to come to the mountain, not asking questions without a seder, and therefore that is revealed in the Torah, that the order of Kabbalah Satira shows the gaguin, the tnai ha'ikr in Torah, is not that you have to have a IQ of 350, it's not to have whatever, is to have a tzimoin. And if you have a tzimoin, a gagu and petera, you will be successful. This is all part of a vort that I started speaking last week in Parash Pukuysai. Let me just be makdim a story that I didn't have a chance to say last week. You all know the story. It's a famous, one of the most famous, every school child knows, a famous maizus. The Rechaim HaKodesh, when he lived in Morocco, he had gifted hands, and he was able to take threads of gold and craftsman, trade, you know. And he was able, he had a bracha, and he made a lot of money, a parnosa bar chob. Not only that his family lived, you know, with guilt, but he held out younger light, and he would support them. And minhoge was that every Erev Shabbos, he would send his Talmid HaChom, his group of younger light, he would send them chalas for Shabbos and a shtickel flesh. Well, it was a small shtetl, it wasn't like a huge metropolis. There weren't many behemoths that were geshochten. And what happened, v'yayayim, all the shochten shechten, every one of the behemoths became a tzvotreifa, except for the Arachayim HaKodesh's one animal. He's out kosher. He came to Shmuel and Shtot, there's no flesh for Shabbos. The only one who had flesh was Arachayim HaKodesh. Came a gvir, and gvirim have a sense of entitlement. So he heard that the Rechaim HaKadosh has meat. He went to the Rechaim HaKadosh, he wants to buy a shtickle from the flesh. Rechaim HaKadosh says, I'd love to sell to you, but I can't, everything is mazut, and if I give to you, if I sell to you, then one of the Chacham, my support, won't have flesh for Shabbos and stuff. He was not, B'losh Namotla, not very happy. No one ever says no to a gvir. As they're talking, one of the Tzemid HaKadosh, one of the guy come in. The Rechaim gives him his money for Shabbos. And this Gvir, who's Ashri Yana Azus, he spoke very disparagingly, derogatory, about this Talmud Chochmah. And the Chaim was speaking, that's the Derech of rich people. That night, Friday night, the Chaim HaKadosh had a Cholim, because you heard the Zilzul, the Bizle of the Talmud Chochmah, and you weren't Moicha, the Einish Mishach, person of Madrega of the Rechaim HaKadosh, one of the greatest human beings who ever walked on planet Earth. Bedakush is a Pagam, and the Einish is that he has to go into Golos for an entire year. Hello? You should know, the Pagam, as the Gemara says in Makkot, at the end of Makkot, of Chabdalit, the Bizli of a Talmud Chochem, even Beshev Al Taisa, you're not Moicha, you're also punished. What did the Gemara say in Bab Metzia by Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon? Remember when he was kept in the attic and his wife saw a vermal, a telas coming out of his ear? Because he once heard, the Baal Shem Tov saw someone with Mechal Shabbos, right? And he felt terrible because perhaps whatever you see it, and the Megalim in the Shemayim, that you saw Chil Shabbos because you heard the Bizrei B'Tamar Chacham, you weren't Moshe Kuru. Tamar Chacham is Iker Shabbos, Kiduah. And therefore, Chazal say that a person who listens to a Bizoyan of a Tamar Chacham, that is a form of Chil Shabbos. Because Tamar Chacham is the Bechina Shabbos. Yeah? Even B'Shem Matai. So the Chayim HaKadosh went into Golos. He sat, he was by a field outside of the city, and he sat under a tree with a beautiful knife, and he dispatched Erev Shabbos, Koy dispatched the Chukoy, say, last Erev Shabbos. And he came up with 42 Perushim in Chukoy, say, Telech, he comes to the shtetl, some Gvir invited him home for, and he's like a, dressed like an archipacha, like a beggar, like a poor man, a homeless, you know, whatever. And the guy invited him to home to Shabbos, and the meaning was that after they finished with the Shabbos by the Gvir, they would go through the Rav. The Rav was a Kodesh V'tor, Baruch HaKodesh, etc. He would get a cruise min HaShemayim to wish him every Shabbos good Shabbos. Something happened to me. Right? Anyway, they're sitting by the bottle, you call it today, like they're sitting with a singing thing, the B'tor. And the Rav, the Spanish Rav, starts saying 14 new Perushim that he heard in the Sifta Derukiya. Mishmei, the Rav HaKadosh, Reb Chaim ben Atah. The Reb Chaim HaKadosh heard that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Chaim ben Atah. The Rav was incensed. He was angry. Bezin Shel Maile is telling you, for Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who is this archiparchi guy? Who's Mezalzel? He wanted to, like, whatever, but the Gevir after Rebbe have Rachmanas, he's a simple guy, like, okay. Second Suda, same thing, went to the Rav, and again, another 14 Perushim, again, same Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he says, Chaya ben Atar. By Shal the Suda, the third, it happened for the third time, Chazaka, the Rav couldn't, he said, Shamas, take him, put him in the, every, in those days, every Kehillah had its own jail. He put him in jail, right after Meiriv, after Abdullah, there's a Suf of the Siren, there's a tempest, the place is falling apart, there's gusts, and the place is about to go up to heaven, right? So the Rav made a Aliyas HaNeshama, as Rabbanim tend to do when they don't know the answer, and they told him the Suf of the Sire is because you have the Holy Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in your jail, and Kol Zman he's in jail, Gehenim can't open because it's all Shabbosik, and the Neshamas who need Gehenim can't have their tikkun, take him out of jail. And And by the way, while you're at it, if you take the Rechayim HaKadosh out of jail, tell him that the period of Golos is now ended. He had his tikkun. Hello? Now, you hear this story. It puts, like, sort of the fear of the Lord in you. Because, like, hello? What does Chazal say? The Gemara says, HaMevazat HaMech, what was Yushalayim Choruv? Al Shehishvu by Kotten V'Godol, Al Shebizu by Tamil Chachomim. Chazal say that if a person does, is Mevad Tamil Chochem, right? Your tefillahs aren't heard. Your Mechal Shabbos is like a Vidzah Gefelch. Right? Yeah? So the Chaim HaKadosh had to go into this whole Golos, right? Because of the Chet of the Bizoyan of a Tamil Chochem. Right? Chazal say, your Mevad Tamil Chochem ain't Refuel the Makosik. No truth. There's no, like, Gefelch. So when I said that, what is the chaymer of the Bizli Tamil Chochem? Right? No refuah, Ninul Shari Tfilah, etc., etc. Because of that, our Chaim HaKadosh had to go into Golos. Number two, Tzorach Dior, why did the tikkun for this Pagam happen through 42 Perushim, Horavanya, Amelus Batayra, in the Indian of Amelus Batayra? And why did the Chaim HaKadosh say Chayim Ben Atah? It's a nova. A nova is talking sorry about yourself, you're mocking yourself. Did the Rechayim HaKadosh not know Godless Atzmai? Everyone knows the famous Rechayim HaKadosh Parash Re'eh. Every generation, there's Mashiach waiting to come. And what's the name of Mashiach, said the Rechayim HaKadosh? Chayim. Hello? He meant himself. Parash. So Rechayim HaKadosh knew Ma'ilas Atzmai. They say if the Moshem Tiv would have met, the Rechayim HaKadosh, the whole reason he went to Eretz Yisrael, he was the nefesh of David. He was the ruach of David. They would have met. They would have brought the gula, whatever. Like, The Rachaim HaKadosh Zichur, so when he said Harav HaKadosh, he's not saying his own day. He's saying what he heard in Sifta Durki and Beth Shalmite. Hello? Why was, what's going on here? The whole story is whatever. The simple shot is, remember when Sefiras Omer, we have Avelus. Why is there Avelus in the Sefiras Omer? Because when Pesach Latzeres, the 24,000 Talmid of Rabbi Akiva died, why shall I Nagu Kovid Zebazeh? And for that reason, we have Avelus in the Sefiras Omer. Hello? Yeah? What was the... First of all, the kasha is, the Rabban, Rabbi Mechai, everyone says, Sefiras Omer between Pesach and Shavuos is al derech Cholamoyed. Cholamoyed, time of Simcha. So you're coming to Shavuos, Atarish, like the biggest Simcha of the year, said the Shalom HaKadosh. How did Chazal fix Avelus in Cholamoyed? Like, it's a steer, number one. Why a Chazal medayik that Avelus lafke Talmidei Rabbi Akiva? And if they would have been in Talmidei Rabbi Tarfin or whatever, wouldn't be an Avelus. What's lafke Rabbi Akiva? And why did Chazal say ben Pesach la? How many days were there days of Avelus? How many did they die? 33. Whatever, Al-Cheshmi used. Torah says it was between Pesach and Lag Ba'omer. So why the Chazal say the whole Shin Lo Nogu, Kovid Zebozeh, is what? Pesach Latzeres. It wasn't between, but it wasn't till Latzeres. They were only Lo Nogu, Kovid Zebozeh, Dafka when? In Sefiras Omer period. The whole year they were. Okay? Hello? No. So why was the punishment dark? Why the Masada Vasibis? So everybody says Reb David Kohn, Reb Shiva of Chevron and Sefer Yeruchim. The standard simple pshat is. I'm not going through the whole arich. Based on a maral, sign the Sibis Olam, sign the Mechushagod, the Mashok. What is the Leinogu Kovid Zebuzah? It's Tam Chisorin Ben Adam Lachaveri. It's a chisorin ben adam lamokum. Kovet hatayra is pshat. V'lon kovet zebazeh. They didn't appreciate kovet hatayra. Why didn't they appreciate kovet? What's the lack of appreciation of kovet hatayra? Because you think the Talmud Chacham is like everybody else. Yeah, he eats. I eat. We're all human beings, and he knows about the Ricky Vager. I don't know about Ricky Vager. I know about the man in the moon. Whatever. Some zoology through anthropology, sociology. What people don't realize, what is COVID? COVID is the neshama. L'mayim yizem mercha, chavili. Urach v'yidi. The nefesh, the neshama. A person who is a Talmud Chacham, pshat is he's attached to the neshama, he's attached. He mehapich the chomer in the tzura. He's moved the kolashna rama milchus deyas from everything else in the world. I'm talking about Emes Talmud Chacham, who's, right? And the haraya he has avos hatorah is so strong, therefore he's an omel batorah, he's a chadish batorah, he's a different barrier. There's no erech and hashava between the am oretz and the talmud chacham. He's moved from the tzmaisiyus she'afshol v'asad el-echerim. He's in a totally different category. He's not in the same pnei amidah. Because that is the kriyach of Torah. Torah is elikus. Torah is ebishter. The ebishter is l'mayla miderech hatav. A normal person is alpi. That's why Talmud Chacham is the Tchina Shabbos. Shabbos is a dogma that Einoid Mulvadle, the Chol Shultani Achra, Umor Adedino, Chol Akron, Bisaborumine. There's no Vel, there's no Yet, there's no Sitra Achra, there's no Shabbos of Horai. The Kedush Yontim, the Rebbe's father says, on Shabbos, the person with the Cheshbon, if I'm not going to work on Shabbos, I'll just help in Parnosa. Is the Haraya the whole Indian of the Abish didn't create a Bria for 7 days. There's Tuesday and Wednesday and the Shabbos. Shabbos is l'chlamayla min hazman, Shabbos is l'chlamayla min hateva, Shabbos is l'chlamayla from everything. It's the Abish, it's Kedush, it's created before the world. Therefore Shabbos and Tshuva are related to Shabbos. The whole Shmuz in itself. A person is mezalzel in Kavar HaTeira, is the charaya he doesn't understand the very essence of what Torah is all about. And therefore it's Chil Hashem, and Chil Hashem is in Refula Makosi, even the Tshuva, the Gemara says in Yuma, whatever, etc. There's only one Takana, which the Gemara says in Sefer Yuma, for Chil Hashem, right? And therefore he's really in there. And that was the pagam of the listening to Bizoyim Talmud Chacham. What is the tikkun of the Rechaim HaKadosh? We're talking about Bedakus, the 42 Perushim in. Torah becomes about the bust, about the batishkeit, over the whole world. Nervos. A person has to know that the godless of the Chochm is Archaim HaKadosh was Madgish, not Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's not the Maila, personal Maila of him. It's the Maila of Torah that becomes one, that Nisachit, right? I said before, last week, the Indian of the Chasana is the Vidovak, the Ishtoi, the Hoyul Bozarechim. The Chasana of Torah and the ultimate purpose is not Erusin, right? It's the Nisuin of Torah, is that a person becomes one with Torah. This achid with Torah, that it becomes b'chukoysi melashen chakiko, becomes one metziyat with Torah. The famous vort in Svarim, remember by David, and he cut off the knaf of Shaul, and therefore he was punished that he couldn't vayichat b'tzay v'elgav b'tzokin, and vechasu. You cannot have hanoah from something. A rule. You cannot have hanoah from something that you're not mechabed. Something that you don't appreciate its value, you can't have benefit from it, and you can't be koinit. The my reshiva with Al Yishar always used to quote the Meishiloyach, Vishbitzer. You can't be koinit Torah unless you appreciate the mindless of Torah. A marshal, there's a famous Hagos Ashri, I've said this countless times in Bab Metzia. Meister Shahoya, a fellow Reuven buys a keli from a goy. Ivan. And he thought it was made of bedil, tin. And later he sells it on to Shimon. Shimon then discovers that he finds out it's not tin, it's silver. Shimon got to return it to Reuven as the Mechatos? So that Rosa Shri Paskin, since Reuven, who purchased from the Goy, never realized its value, you're not queen of something, you don't appreciate it. If you're trying to be koin the Torah and you don't appreciate the oimek, the ruim, the mitzrimus of Torah, the gadlosim, the meramosim, I'll call them maisim, you're not koin the Torah. And therefore, cut a long story short, the avoida aglesha of shuas is to appreciate what Torah is, what is the. Through that, you get a kinyan of Torah, you become one with Torah, right? And the way to acquire Torah is what? Dafka, the bikush, the shtukukus, the gaguim, the fila for Torah, and the Eber Shtel Health and Taka, we should Taka go to Simchas Torah, the Simcha, the Pnimius Peloshna Yadu of Tzadikim, and to acquire Torah that becomes love, and the way we act the din on Shuas, which is the din of Torah, of acquiring Torah for the whole year, we should makabel this Torah with the Kenyan and our Nefesh and our Gu.
Yes, and not one gematria.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey.
His name is Joshua. His English name is Joshua.